Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Morgan Wallen won't have much time to recover from his headlining Stagecoach. Days after the Whiskey Glasses singer performs at the California Country Music Festival, he'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in the courtroom, with Wallen's attorney Warwick Robinson telling RadarOnline.com his client plans on attending the hearing to face three felonies over his chair-throwing arrest, even though he's not required to do so. The plan as of now is to be present in court with Morgan on May 3rd, Robinson shared in an exclusive statement. The news comes after a Nashville District Attorney's Office representative shared with RadarOnline.com that Wallen, 30, wasn't obligated to show his face in court. As this outlet reported, the country superstar, who competed in the sixth season of The Voice, was hit with three felony counts of reckless endangerment and one misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct after hurling a chair off the sixth-story rooftop of Eric Church's Nashville bar, almost hitting two police officers. Wallen was arrested on April 7 over the incident in the city's famous honky-tonk Broadway area. RadarOnline.com obtained the sworn statement from the prosecutor looking to make him pay. The Legal Eagle recalled the scary moment when the chair landed just 3 feet from the officers. The prosecutor also revealed that cops did their due diligence by speaking with witnesses and reviewing footage before taking Wallen into custody. Officers approached security to investigate the incident. Staff members of Chiefs told officers that the defendant was responsible for the chair. Officers reviewed camera footage of the rooftop, six stories up. Cameras show the defendant lunging and throwing an object over the roof. It then showed an object flying off the roof, the affidavit read. The last night singer was released from custody after posting his $15,250 bond. Wallen has been cooperating fully with authorities, Robinson revealed after his arrest. He's even been working overtime to make amends for his actions. Wallen broke his silence on X last week. I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some folks. I've touched base with Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs. I'm not proud of my behavior, and I accept responsibility, the star's statement read. I have the utmost respect for the officers working every day to keep us all safe. Wallen stayed booked and busy since the arrest despite his legal woes. Not only is he headlining Stagecoach on Sunday, but RadarOnline.com also told you that his One Night at a Time tour is moving forward as planned. Wallen's first post-Stagecoach performance will be on May 2nd at Nissan Stadium in Nashville. He also has a show scheduled at the same location on the night of his May 3rd hearing, making it easy for him to leave the courtroom and hit the stage.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.